In Prophet, the Patriarchs and Prophets, page 548, says this. By divine direction, a plan of attack was suggested to him, which he immediately set out to execute. The 300 men were divided into three companies. To every man were given a trumpet and a torch concealed in an earthen pitcher. The men were stationed in such a manner as to approach the Midianite camp from different directions in the dead of the night. At the signal from Gideon's war horn, the three companies sounded their trumpets. Then, breaking their pitchers and displaying the blazing torches, they rushed upon the enemy with the terrible war cry, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." This attack, and we're going to look at some passages that bring this out, is more than unorthodox. No human being would ever consider carrying on a battle in this fashion, but the Lord sees things differently than human beings, and this truth is emphasized in the spirit of prophecy, that at the end of the world, some of the plans that are set out for God's people will be plans of men's devising, whereas some of the plans that have come into existence are from God's direction, and there is a great temptation that those plans that have arrived to God's people from God are going to be criticized and attacked because they're not going to seem as scientific or as intelligent as the human method. We, if we're going to be the soldiers in this battle, need to develop an experience with the Lord where we know His voice well enough that we can follow His directions, even if they don't stand up to scrutiny of human wisdom. Now let's look at these symbols. These are very easy symbols to demonstrate. The clay pots that Gideon puts the torch in. The great controversy in the introduction, page 6 and 7. God has been pleased to communicate His truth to the world by human agencies, and He Himself, by His Holy Spirit, qualified men and enabled them to do this work. He guided the mind in the selection of what to speak and what to write. The treasure was entrusted to earthen vessels, yet it is, nonetheless, from heaven. The testimony is conveyed through the imperfect expression of human language, yet it is the testimony of God, and the obedient, believing child of God beholds in it the glory of a divine power, full of grace and truth. Earthen vessels, the clay pots, is symbolizing humanity. Acts of the Apostles, page 330. We have this treasure, the apostle continued, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power of God may be of God, that the excellency of the